vehicle.
Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great, Laura. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
This week flew by so fast. You know, if we had another day in the week, like 8 days a week, man, that would be awesome. But somebody decided 7 days, so...
I know. I know, there's always so much to do, right? But everybody has the same 24 hours in a day, you know, so we've got to figure it out somehow.
That is it. You know, 5 day work week, sometimes I work six, and that, you know, I got that one day off. You know, the Lord said rest on the seventh day. So
yes, he
that's
did.
The day I rest. But if we had one more day, just one more day of rest, then that would be great.
We have Saturdays and Sundays. You know, we have them off, but it's, for me too, it's just not enough, you know,
it isn't. You can't get enough done, you know, all the laundry, you know, dealing with the kids and making meals for the week. There's not enough time.
I know. There's other countries though that they only work, 4 days a week, and it's like, oh, that sounds so good.
Yes.
I Maria left me a few notes as well. So business wise, you've been around for quite some time, right? Since 86?
Yep.
Oh, well, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
You know, it's been tough here and there, you know, ups and downs, but, you know,
just
I'm
like
still
life.
Here. You know, I'm born and raised a contractor family. So, I was helping my father build houses, back in the 80s. So
that's so awesome.
Yeah. So where are you guys based out of?
So we're in Fountain Valley, California. I don't know if you know much of California area, but,
there a couple times actually. Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
What areas?
You know where the last person that got bit by a great white is? I forget the name of it.
Oh.
There's a beach there. It was a 25-foot great white that bit a guy that was
La Jolla?
Swimming. God, you know,
Was it up north or in the south?
Yeah, it was very chilly when I was there. And I was there in the summertime,
north.
So.
Okay,
yeah,
it must have been
area.
North. Okay.
Yeah, we were, you know, because, you know, we travel a lot for... You know, during the summers, you know, we've got a camper. So we kind of like last summer, we went all the way up to Quebec, you know, Canada, went through all the way through Maine, Montreal, Ottawa. You know, what a beautiful country that is.
Mm-hmm. I guess I would say documentaries around those areas. I absolutely know what you're talking about.
Oh, the food is just out of bounds. You know, the French know what they're doing when it comes to food.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. okay. And so I know you've been in business for quite some time already. I mean, what have you done for marketing? What's worked? What hasn't worked?
To be honest with you, I don't even advertise on my trucks and trailers.
Really?
I'm word of mouth. Basically, when I go into a neighborhood and I do work, the neighbors come over. They're like, oh, well, looks great. You're doing a great job. And I get my car.
Yeah.
And you know, before you know it, I'm there next. Like right now in Dunedin, I've been in Dunedin for 6 months now. Working from house to house. On the same street. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's pretty much
how
I get my business.
I did do, so for company name, I have you down as your name. I'm assuming, what is your actual company name?
It's Enterprise Restoration.
Okay. Okay. And I wanted to see,
you know,
what I
like
pulled
fires,
up.
Fires.
Yes.
Fires.
I know what you're talking about.
Damage. Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My whole husband's side of the family, they're painters, carpenters, restoration companies, general contractors. So I'm pretty familiar with the industries on that side. I'm not even able to pull up like a Google business profile. So you haven't even gotten around to making anything like that, have you?
Nothing. Nope. Not at all.
Wow. Okay. So I guess I should ask, I mean, cause that's what we do. We put you out there in front of people who are looking for you. I mean, what's changed? Are you interested in doing that type of marketing for your business now?
Well, actually, here's the deal. You know, I was going to hire my daughter to, and I'm actually still thinking about doing this. I just bought a brand new laptop and a printer and a desk and everything. And I want her to kind of like start taking over the family business, but, you know, it's one of those things where she's really not good at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's going to take her a while to do that. And I wanted her to, you know, put up a web page and like, you know, graphic design, stuff like that. But, she just, you know, she's a full-time mom. And,
You
know,
it's a lot of work.
Her husband works, he works for me. So, she really doesn't have much time to do it. And the education is limited as far as technology goes. You know, like me, I don't even know how to turn the computer on.
And you don't want to learn, I'm sure.
Yeah, not that. I just don't have the time to be in the field and in the office, you know?
Yes, yes. Okay, well, that's what we would help you out with. So just to kind of let you know briefly about what it is that we do. So our company name is Local Splash. We're a Google Premier Channel partner. So when we start working with a company, we basically close out the category. So what that means is that we don't work with any of your competitors in your area. These are going to be calls that are going to go directly to you. You're not sharing leads or chasing down any type of calls because these calls go to you. And it's when people are looking for your services. The first thing we're going to want to do is set you up with a Google business profile because that's the most important part. You don't even have one. And every business should have one on Google, at least a Google presence because, you know, Google is the number one search engine of the world. We'll do the Google business profile for you. We'll put you on the first page of Google, and it's going to be based off of the jobs that you want to be found for, the services that you offer. So you're not going to get calls for things that you – that you don't offer, basically. You're going to let me know what type of jobs you want. We turn those into keywords based off of what people are looking for the most in your area. So you're going to be popping up first page with Google, with Bing. We retarget those same people that are looking for your services. We retarget them on Facebook by running ads for your business. And they'll be able to click to call you directly again. We'll take care of that website for you because we will set you up with a website for your business, a dashboard that tracks everything. And then price-wise, it's just flat rate. So it's a month-to-month service, no contracts. It's a flat rate of $299 per month with a one-time setup fee of $99 for the programming. And that's pretty much everything in a nutshell.
Okay. So that's basically the same thing as Angie's Leads are, you know, but you guys are on Google instead of Angie's List. So that sounds great. I mean, if we can, get started with that. So I owe you $99 for you to set everything up. And then when do I give you the $299? When the leads come in or before they come in?
It actually is before. So we're not going to charge you per call or per click. So to start everything, you pay what you pay a month, which is $299 plus the one-time $99. So that totals $398. And then we start everything right away. We start the process right away. So to get you verified with Google, to get you on the first page for all of your keywords, that's going to be a max amount of time of 30 to 45 days. Your ads on Facebook, those are going to be live as soon as 7 to 14 days. And you do have access to your dashboard right away. So you'll be able to see the progress that we're doing. You're able to upload photos, start getting you verified with Google, which those are all things that we're going to help you out with. So to start everything, it takes me about 10 to 15 minutes to get the basic information of your business. I set up an onboarding call. That's the call that's about 45 minutes to an hour long. They go over everything in detail. I get payment from you as well, and I send you everything over through text and through email before we get off the line. So that's pretty much what the process would be.
Okay. I see. You know, everything sounds great. You know, actually sounds way better than Angie.
Yeah, it is.
But here's one of the things that I'm having a problem with right now. Now, I just took a contract on a $25,000 job, and I'm not going to be done with that until 21 days.
Okay,
so
that's still fine
that,
for us.
Because you said the leads start coming in when?
So the reason why I say it's still fine with us because we have to verify you and do the SEO. So you're looking at about 30 to 45 days max to start seeing results. So if you're not going to be done until 21 days, we can at least start working in the background. So by the time you're already finishing, we're already going to be getting to the point of getting you the results that you need.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, because I just did the background check for Angie's Leads. You know, everything came back clear. I got approved. You know, I opened the account. And that's mm-hmm. when my buddy came over. He's like, listen, I had them. They're horrible.
They are horrible.
I don't want to like them anymore. So I had just enough. That was the last day I could get my money back.
Oh, so good.
You know, I just made it, you know, just in time.
Oh, that's
but
good.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and do it.
Perfect. Okay. So let me, first of all, I'm going to send you over a text message that's going to have our office line and it has my direct extension. So just so you do know, after this, I'm not going to go away. I'm still going to be point of contact on your account, so you can still call me with any problems.
Okay, awesome.
And let me get your information. I have your first name as Tad. Is that correct? T-A-D?
Yep. Like Cat.
And then, perfect. And then last name, is it Leach? L-E-A-C-H?
Yep, like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Good
yes,
one.
That's my uncle.
Now, what is your email address?
It is TADLEACH, the number 2, at gmail.com.
Perfect. And this phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
You know, for now, yep, until my daughter's about to get on board. And then, you know, I mean, I could give you both numbers. You can get her number and mine. You know, if
sure.
they can't get me in the field, they can at least get her.
What is her phone number?
Oh, shoot. Good question. Hold on. Let me ask her.
Nobody knows numbers anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's all programmed. Courtney, what's your phone number?
737-8629.
Did you get that?
737?
Nope, 737.
Seven. It's okay, I'm going to repeat it. 727-337-8629?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Got that down.
Awesome.
All right, now for company name, you did let me know already. It is called Enterprise Restoration. Correct?
Yep. I'm just waiting for the paperwork to come in the mail, and it's open again.
Perfect. Let me get this down. And then for Enterprise Restoration, is it Restoration with an S at
Inc.
the end of that?
No, it's Restoration, Inc.
Okay.
Dot, like a period.
Perfect. Okay, so Enterprise Restoration, Inc.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. Now, for address, I have a 255 Dolphin Point, Clearwater Beach, Florida.
How did you get that?
I actually did research of what I was able to find for you, and it's actually pulling up on Angie's, so you might want to ask them to put that down.
Yeah, that's the address.
33767? It says, 33767, that's what popped up.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, now is this your home address?
It is.
Okay. Should we hide that on your Google business profile? It's up to you.
I kind of don't want that out in the air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I would assume so. I just wanted to ask. Okay.
Because I'm actually in the process of getting opening a shop with my buddy so we could build the cabinets for the kitchens. So
okay.
Eventually everything will be moved over to there, and you could give them that address if you'd like when we get to that point.
Okay, perfect. We can update that when it needs to be updated then. Now for authorized users, I'm going to put you. Should I put down your daughter as well?
Yes, ma'am.
What is her name?
Courtney Leach.
And is that with a C or a K?
A C.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now for services that you offer, what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
Kitchens,
okay.
Siding, painting, drywall, texturing, flooring, and what else can I put on there? Without a license, that's about as far as I can go. But
okay.
Also, I'm getting ready to merge this company with my son, and he's going to be doing, you know, he's got the backhoe, he's going to be doing pools, irrigation, demolition. So eventually we'll put that on there too, under my name. So
okay.
You caught me at the right time. So
that is good.
Yep. We just bought all the equipment to start doing that stuff. So,
and did I hear you correctly when you said what you're doing right now, what we're putting down, you don't need a license for those things?
Oh no, I have a license to do those. Oh,
okay.
I don't have my contractor's license to do contracting.
Got it. Okay. So to verify then, I want to make sure I get the correct one. When you said kitchen, I'm assuming you mean remodeling, right? Kitchen remodeling?
Yes.
Do you do bathroom as well?
I can't without my license. You know, I do do bathrooms, but I can't without the license until it gets here. When that gets here, then that's my specialty is kitchens and bathrooms.
Perfect. So when it gets there, just call us and we can add it. And add the other ones that you want to add when you start merging it as well, when you're doing the pool, we can add it also on there. So I have kitchen remodeling.
I don't mean to interrupt. Is there any way I can add like demolition? I'm going to have to call you back with it. We have the equipment and I know he's ready to go, but I don't know exactly what he's wanting to do. So when he does, when I talk to him later, can I call you back on this number or text you?
Yeah, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to put down right now the ones that we went over, which is kitchen remodeling, siding, painting, drywall, texturing, flooring. I'm going to set up your onboarding call.
And trim work. And also
trim work. Okay, perfect. And trim work.
Yes.
I'm going to set up your onboarding call as well. So the onboarding call is 45 minutes to an hour long. They go over everything in detail, and then you can just add them on when you speak with them. We have availability Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. What time works best for you and what day?
Well, let's see. Monday, probably anytime afternoon on Monday.
Okay. Do you want to do Monday, let me see here, between 4 and 5?
Sounds good.
Okay. I'm going to send you the Google invite as well. When we get off the line. So it'll be Monday between 4 and 5 your time.
You want. I'm looking at my tablet, so.
Okay, let me do it right now.
I'm on the phone. Grab us on the phone, okay? Hold on.
How cute.
Oh, God, she's 4 years old. She already acts like a 12-year-old.
That reminds me of my son. He's always had that like attitude of like puberty attitude from when he was like 6 years old. It's really annoying.
They go through these little phases, you know, like a little phase that it's like they mutate into somebody else. And then before you know it, you look back and you're going, what did you just say?
I know. I know. Recently started giving me an attitude to do everything, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't, it's gonna get worse, you know?
Yeah, it does, you know, and then you like demand it, like right now, Grandpa.
Yeah,
I wanna
yeah.
You know?
I just sent you that email as well for the Google invite on Monday's call, so I have you down. It'll be on Monday between 4 and 5 your time.
Is that under Google? How do I look at what you just sent me?
Did you get the email? It should.
Hold on. Are you in my mail?
Yeah. Look in your email. The Google invite is going to be there. It comes from L. Sanchez at Relevant Ads.
Did not get it.
You should have.
Oh, wait a second. Maybe it's on my phone? I'm looking on my tablet, which is connected to my phone. Oh,
it should be in your email.
Is your name Laura?
Yes, my name is Laura.
Okay. Yep, it was on my phone. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. Now, for Facebook, do you have a Facebook page, or would you like us to make one for you?
I kind of do, but I really don't. You know, I just have my face up there with some stuff, but I did try to, you know, like maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I tried to open up the handyman company on Facebook, but it didn't really do anything. So,
okay.
Yeah, you would all have to open that up for me too.
Okay, that's fine. That's not a problem. And then we're going to do that website for you. So this is an option. It's up to you if you want to add it. I know it can be a little bit tricky, but for your website, they are secure, which means that we can add payment integration. That means that your clients can pay for your services on your website. That's included if you want to add it. Would you like that feature?
Do people actually do this, or do they just, because I normally have the check made out to the company, but if you're saying they can make it out online, I don't know if I want that out there.
Okay, so let's do this for now. I'll just put down no, but I'll also put down that you want a little bit more information on how it works, and then you can decide if you want to do it, okay?
Yeah, because, you know, people are trying to, they're trying to pay with credit card, like this last job. She wants to pay for all the materials with her credit card, which is, you know, it's fine with me, but a lot of these places, like I'm born and raised here, you know, in Florida, and I have a lot of these little mom and pop shops that I get materials from for cash, you know, so I don't know how that would work because I get a discount.
Yeah.
Like you know, you pay for something cash, you get it cheaper. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We'll figure it out, though, as we go.
Okay. I'll put that down then. And then for the specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What areas do you want to get work at?
I usually do Clearwater Beach. Like, I'm the, you know, I do a lot of work out there, but right now I'm in Dunedin doing a bunch of work. So I go from Clearwater Beach to Seminole to Dunedin to St. Pete. That's
what would you say is the about the radius?
Oh, let's see, maybe 25 miles.
Okay. I'm going to do you a 30-mile radius.
Okay.
So it goes out nicely. And, again, we can always change that up as need be. For your hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show you're open for?
Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7.
Perfect. And then Sunday closed?
That's it. Yeah, I have to go to church on Sunday.
Nope. Yep. You ate. It's family and God's day. So I get
God, family, country.
Yes. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
This one right here has my name on it that I'm going to give you. And I get cash back on it, Bill.
Oh, good, good, good. Does it show just Tad Leach, or is there a middle initial?
It's Tad J. Leach for Jeremy.
Perfect. All right, perfect. And then the billing on that card, is it the same as 255 Dolphin Point?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Fifth Third Bank, MasterCard.
Perfect. And I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Yes, it is. 54-24-2-3-2-8-7-5-6-7.
Perfect. And when does it expire?
11-25.
Okay. And what is the security code?
753.
Perfect. I'm going to repeat the card numbers one more time. I have I'm going crazy here. It's 54-24-3-2-4-2-2-3-2-8-7-5-6-7, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can either pick through mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Wow, that's a good question there. I would put
and you can put whatever you want. Just remember the answer.
how about Dodge?
Dodge?
Yeah, D-O-D-G.
Perfect. And do you want to put that as the question, like your first pet's name?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Dodge reminds me of the Dodgers.
It reminds me of my truck.
<You know? laughs> Oh, there we go. Probably reminds me of the Dodgers because I'm right here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're almost done, by the way. I do hear her in the background. I just want to do the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. And then I'm going to send you everything through text and through email, and then we're pretty much done. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Enterprise Restoration.
Perfect. Can you please state your name and title within the business?
Tad Jeremy Leach, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from the 877 number that I sent you earlier. That's our office line. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month. It's going to be on the 10th in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we can process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to send you everything through text and through email. I'm also going to send you a video for its YouTube so you and your daughter can watch it. It makes it easy. It shows you how to use your dashboard, which is what's going to track everything and show you how to use your results. You're going to receive a few automated messages through email and through text. It can be a little overwhelming, especially people that don't really know technology. So if it's confusing, don't even worry about it. We're going to go over it on your onboarding call on Monday for you. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
Now we're pretty much already done. It's just going to take a little bit. Yep, you should have already received some emails. Did you get those already? Perfect. All right. Yep. All of that got sent over to you. So we're pretty much already done. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Okay? We'll speak with you Monday.
That sounds good, Laura. Listen, you have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks so much, Tad. Talk to you then.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.